From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai to the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don early today crashed, killing 62 people on board. Russia's emergency ministry said the Boeing 737 operated by the Dubai-based Fly Dubai budget carrier had a passenger list including 33 women, 18 men, and 4 children, most of whom were Russian. A spokesman for Fly Dubai addressed the media, expressing the airline's shock and concern for the families of those lost.
Our primary concern is for the passenger and the crew involved at this stage. Everyone in our company is in deep shock, and our hearts go out to all loved ones of those involved.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said providing assistance to those families is a priority. Russia's investigative committee believes human error, bad weather, and technical failure may have contributed to the crash. The top suspect in the terror attacks in Paris last year has been discharged from the hospital in Brussels today and will face official questioning and a fast-tracked extradition to France. After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, the French interior minister called the capture of 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. Abdeslam, who is a suspected accomplice, were injured when they were captured by police on Friday. Sven Marie is his lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
The International Police Agency, Interpol, urged European countries to be extra vigilant at their borders. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says its forces have shot and killed a Palestinian attempting an attack on Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank. The military says the assailant attacked the soldiers with a knife at the Gush Esion junction, the location of several recent attacks on the Israeli military by Palestinians. The incident is the latest in a wave of violence since October that has killed at least 188 Palestinians, 28 Israelis, and 2 U.S. citizens. A suicide bomb blast in Istanbul today killed at least 5 people and wounded another 36, including 7 in serious condition. 12 of the victims were foreign nationals. Dorian Jones reports.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish Spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. During a 2-year peace process between the government and the PKK that collapsed last year, Newroz became a public holiday as part of pro-Kurdish reforms. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A Brazilian Supreme Court justice is blocking former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from accepting a cabinet appointment that would have helped the ex-leader avoid corruption charges. Late Friday, the justice said that Lula's cabinet post could amount to an act of fraud against the Constitution. Cabinet ministers in Brazil have immunity from prosecution in criminal court and can only be tried before the Supreme Court. President Barack Obama will travel to Cuba on Sunday for an historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after breaking off ties. Marielis Salinas has more for VOA.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Meantime, in a direct appeal to the Cuban people's sense of humor, the White House has released a video of President Barack Obama joking with the country's most famous comedian, Luis de Silva. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.